With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Prosecutors say they'll seek the ultimate punishment for Charlie Kirk's accused assassin if he's convicted. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson faces a number of charges, including aggravated murder, according to Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray.
I am filing a notice of intent to seek the death penalty. I do not take this decision lightly, and it is a decision I have made independently as county attorney, based solely on the available evidence and circumstances and nature of the crime. Because we are seeking the death penalty, the defendant will continue to be held without bail in the Utah County Jail.
The accused barely spoke at yesterday's hearing, only confirming his name to the judge. Charlie Kirk assassinated a week ago today. The UK rolls out the red carpet for President Trump and First Lady Melania, the first couple's historic state visit to England, now underway.
It's a very high-profile and rather high-stakes visit, designed to show that at a time of international political turmoil and differences between the two countries, the transatlantic special relationship still remains strong.
In London, correspondent Jill Lawless.
It's a short trip. It's barely 48 hours, but the British organizers are very keen to stress that it is a great honor and rather unprecedented. There have only been four full state visits by U.S. presidents. This is the second one for Donald Trump.
And following today's royal pomp, tomorrow the president gets down to business. He'll meet with Prime Minister Starmer at Chequers. Expect to hear from the Fed later today about interest rates. A cut, the first of the year, is expected, perhaps a quarter point, perhaps more. And ahead of that announcement from the Fed, stock futures mix, the Dow futures 22 points higher, the Nasdaq futures down 16 points. This is SRN News. A decency group has a request for Congress.
The Parents Television and Media Council wants lawmakers to protect America's children from the potential harms of artificial intelligence. There are already several AI products on the market that critics say can harm kids with everything from bad advice to inappropriate conversations. PTMC spokesman Melissa Hansen says, quote, Congress should pass the Kids Online Safety Act to hold tech companies accountable for designing their products to prioritize child safety. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez calling for Israel to be banned from all international sporting events. He made the statement after pro-Palestinian activists disrupted the final stage of the Spanish Vuelta cycling race in Madrid over the past weekend. The pro-Palestinian group threw barriers onto the road and clashed with police near the finish line of that cycling race. This is SRN News. House GOP leaders released text Tuesday afternoon of a stopgap funding bill that would provide tens of millions of dollars in security assistance for lawmakers and other federal officials amid growing concern about political violence.
The 91-page measure would head off a government shutdown on October 1st and keep federal agencies funded through November 21st, as well as provide $30 million for lawmakers' security and a total of $58 million in security assistance to the White House requested for the Supreme Court and executive branch. While GOP leaders plan to call a floor vote later this week, it's still unclear whether Democrats will vote in support of the bill, with President Donald Trump calling on congressional Republicans to stiff-arm the minority party in government funding negotiations. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Japan's exports to the U.S. tumbled 13.8% in August compared to the same month previous year, marking the fifth straight month of declines. More details at srnnews.com.